This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Of old, wanting to know the secrets of the universe and wanting control over the human mind. Famous psychologists and psychiatrists, many of them would put their children in cages for their whole life if they committed suicide because it was research they were allowed to. And all of that just grew into the spiraling mind wars, what the Nazis called it. You've got the Russians. You've got, you know, that's the biggest thing here, John, is you've got all these new documents, what they didn't want people to know from the famous Frank Church MKUltra. You reverse engineered it. You've gotten all these new documents that just make it light years worse 50, 60 years ago than what they even said. And obviously you haven't even gotten all the documents from then. So, of course, this is all going on. But they hide it in plain view now. And we're all, you know, 5G gives everybody massive cancer. They're just doing it. But they'll have an advisement where Anderson Cooper tells you that. But imagine the other countries and the other research and the things that are going on and just all of this. This is crazy.
It's absolutely crazy. And you do start to see that hiding in plain sight with research programs from DARPA. And, you know, they put a fancy title on it. They don't call it mind control, but they're obviously still experimenting with the human mind. They put it under the guise that they're helping the wounded veterans, you know, and you see that and it sounds great to the average day person, but you know that it goes so much deeper.
Oh, they're depressed. We're putting
that.
A brain chip in them.
Yeah.
We're giving him a special
nano vaccine.
That a virus that eats parts of the brain. He'll never be upset again.
Yeah.
What
these documents show, though, is that those chips can integrate very successfully with brains, and you can control them like a remote control. It's in the documents. They're declassified. You can see it. And when you look at that, you know that. You know,
let's be clear, specifically, you're 50s, 60s. I mean, that's the stuff you're getting. They're remote controlling dogs in the 50s and 60s. Boy, in 2018, what do you think they can do?
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going with that, is you see the amazing breakthroughs that they really did make through the 50s and 60s. You have to ask, what would they be capable of now? What kind of research are they doing now? Or what have they mastered? You know, I mean, maybe they don't need to research anymore because, you know, there's another 50, 60 years under their belt
and
of
they,
doing this kind
and
of work.
And they don't need to, like 1952, put in a unit to control a dog that's, you know, weighs a pound. They can put it nanotech in a vaccine that then goes into the key areas, forms that matrix control system, which is then just like the chips they have embedded, which I told people about 20 years ago, where microwaves can turn on chips. You don't even know your computer, and then they get data that way, even if your computer's turned off. Well, it's the same thing with nanotech. They put it into the brain tissue or other tissue, or send it to the heart ganglia that fires the nerves, and you have a heart attack. And it's all in the vaccine, a binary weapon they give to you, and then they can hit you with a carrier wave to activate it.
Yeah, and the technology that we have now, coupled with the successes they were having 50, 60 plus years ago, that is a terrifying combination. And we're just using the stuff from 50, 60 years ago to formulate some theories. You know, I mean, we don't know exactly what they're doing now, but think about the technology and the nanotechnology and how small things are. They could be implanting these chips without ever actually cutting open anything. Before, you had to do brain surgery. Now you can just get these things in, program the chip to find the brain
itself.
You
just said it. You don't even need to get a vaccine. They just spray them out of a plane. But here's the difference. They want you metaphysically to go pay for the shot. They believe karmically, and I'm telling you, I've done deep research, that with this weird Luciferian thing they follow, that they've got to trick you to do it. You see how important that is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's honestly terrifying when you see documents like this, because for many years some of this was just theory. We knew part was fact, but some of it was theory. Now when you start seeing the research and the success, the possibilities of where they could be now are endless.
Well, let me just tell you, John Greenwald Jr., theblackvault.com. I got Nick Begich come on. If you can do one more segment, I'd like you to talk to him. I'm sure, you obviously know who he is, a pioneer in the things you're doing. You guys are amazing.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com. Incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death penalties and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-up in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We've got to stop.
It is the secret of Soylent Green.
Soylent Green is people!
Dr. Nick Begich is hanging out with us for Wednesday, riding shotgun on the War Room, riding shotgun on the Alex Jones Show.
It is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Dr. Nick Begich is riding a shotgun with us here on the War Room, here on the Alex Jones Show. And then, of course, he was on this morning with David Knight and the David Knight Show, 8 a.m., and, of course, he is a famous scientist, best-selling author, researcher. I've been involved big time with the tribes up in Alaska. His dad's a famous congressman. They got so much of that done. Of course, his brother's been a U.S. senator. And I was thinking, we already had a guest on that segues into what you were going to be covering. And you were in there in the green room watching the last 30 minutes with John Greenwald Jr., the BlackVault.com, who got the rest of the MKUltra documents they admit exist, what they had denied existed, but he could see references to them, so he was able to do that. And it was showing now in the 50s what you were saying. They already had remote control of mammals with brain devices, and it just shows how it's light years ahead of what we even know and how crazy it is.
Right, and John was right on. I really appreciate the fact that he got started at 15. First FOIA request, congratulations to you. That's just top-notch. That's what we need to see in this country. The fact is... The MKUltra program was a tip of the iceberg, and what you've uncovered in the most recent documents, what I've been saying for years, is the electromagnetic effect of altering consciousness. This is the key. And then the biggest thing that I think was discovered in this was the latent potentials of human beings. The psychic potentials of human beings.
And that's what scared the establishment.
That's what freaked them out.
At first they put the LSD out to try to find the latents, and it was so powerful they got scared.
Right, because it turned out that everybody has these capacities, just a matter of remembering them. And this is sort of, you get back down to it again, you know, what are we as human beings fundamentally? These are our natural attributes that are subjected to fear and anxiety, which suppresses them, and then the brain can't reach these
things. That's why they're hitting us with chemicals and biologicals and cultural poison, is to suppress that.
Absolutely correct. And John has it right on. And be able to release those documents, get those out to the public, congratulations.
Thank you.
That is just fantastic.
John, what's coming next at theblackvault.com?
Well, these documents are going to allow me to formulate quite a few more FOIA requests. In 22 years now, I've filed over 9,000 FOIA requests to get those 2 million pages. I just go after anything and everything because documents are destroyed, evidence is covered up. One thing that we didn't mention yet, but I'll throw it out there real quick, is the documents that were just released on this behavioral modification prove an awful lot. But what we haven't talked about was the absolute struggle and the fight. I mean, the CIA literally fought me for years to not release them. And they claim that I already had them. They tried to say that those CD-ROMs that they sell to the public are complete when they're not. They're giving away indexes that aren't complete. In fact, one other thing is their initial page count that they told me I would get was diminished by 1,245 pages. It was not an estimation. They had an exact page count. And yet when fast forwarding to the end of the story here, but 1,245 pages just mysteriously vanished.
Huh.
No idea where they are, no explanation, no nothing. It could be actually as high as 2,000, but I'm giving the CIA the benefit of the doubt. That might be a bad course of action, but I'm trying to be fair, and it's definitely...
Well, that's my next question to both you and Dr. Begich before you go, though. And guys, pull back up that Daily Mail article a few months ago. Oh, the CIA accidentally releases a file on using cell phone towers. This is in the 60s, before they were up. To send out waves to manipulate people's body functions and even control them. Something you've talked about a long time, something in the Baltimore Sun in like 1999. They did a trial balloon and admitted, oh, we're testing cell towers, calming you. We'll talk about that after our guest goes. But, accidentally they released it. Now Trump releases the JFK stuff. Trump has said he wants to release a lot more. He's threatened the deep state that he's going to release Hillary's emails, which they know they have, and so much more. What do you make of Trump? Because I'm not just defending Trump. I'm suddenly seeing a lot more stuff getting answered in FOIAs because he's at least given the directive that's being ignored at a lot of levels to release this stuff.
Yeah, I try to be nonpartisan as I can answering questions like this. What I've learned over the years, it doesn't matter Republican, Democrat, the secrecy is there.
The bureaucracy's there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And of course, Trump really pushed to get those JFK documents released. And I was, you know, first in line to get them downloaded and programmed in. But there's still more. There was, you know.
No, I keep talking. I was telling the Pulp the Daily Mail article to show the mind control documents. Go ahead.
I gotcha. Yeah, no, and the thing with Trump is, and I give him kudos for pushing to get those documents out, but at the end of the day, there are still documents being hidden. There are still documents that they are withholding, and even though Trump gave the order that he did, he pulled that back as well by the end when he said they still can keep some of this secret, and he allowed them to do that. So what? Why is that? And here's a question, and again, not being partisan, but what does the president know, and also what does the president not know? And I've always been someone who says the president does not know everything. And I think this might be a prime example. He goes into office and he says, hey, look, we need the truth out. And I give him props for that. Then he learns what the real truth is and goes, uh-oh, you know, we can't let this out for the greater good, national security, whatever you want to say.
Said,
you can't do
it. He said, I can release the whole Russiagate thing and show the Clintons all the crowds. He said, it'll bring the country down. And
yeah.
That's what the crimes are so massive. At a certain point, you go, you've got underground bases with humanoid clones. You've got 10,000. They're like, what? It's like, and that's how they get you. And I say, let the heavens fall, justice be done. Release
right.
everything.
Yeah.
I want it all. Bring it out. We're ready.
Yeah, and sadly, I don't think that's going to happen. I think that the national security threat to what the government truly has done and what they are doing, that national security threat to tell the public and release it all, in my opinion, is too great at this point.
Well, that's
and
it.
These,
and that's
these,
what
these mind control
it's
documents kind of show that.
It's too evil to fail. That's their plan. Thank you, John Greenwald. Amazing.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
This just broke during the break. I looked at the articles. I was already expecting this because I already know about this attack plan. They've used something similar on Limbaugh, but this is even worse. And I've explained to listeners, they're going after our sponsors. So we sell fun with our own products. Then they go after our credit card processing.
Right.
They go after every platform. Gab McGinnis was taken. He had the number one show on CRTV. Glenn Beck bought into it. The Blaze had collapsed. They tried to sell it to us for $25 million a few years ago. I said, I don't have that money, A, and B, you're a tainted brand. And but Glenn Beck, you know, bet against Trump, all the rest of it. He's a globalist. And so I was talking to Gavin here today. He didn't want to get into inside baseball about how he was fired, but already knew from people inside CRTV separately that it was Glenn Beck. And that they had the left who they were working with produce a video. Gavin McGinnis edited out of context. And then they sent that there to get him off. And he said, well, I've still got YouTube. And I said, Gavin, this is all coordinated. You'll be off YouTube within a week. Well, he was just banned off YouTube. So this is coordinated. When you realize the fake-controlled right wing is working with the Democrats, it's all deep state, then you understand it's the neocons, it's the controlled right, and the left. Not liberals. Thomas Jefferson was a classical liberal. That's why when I talked to Vice Magazine right after Trump got elected, I said bigger waves of populism are coming. All over the world, globalism is going to fall. I'm going to air that five-minute report at the end of this hour. That's why I told you this was coming. So this is about survival for us and the whole country. They wanted Matt Drudge taken off the Internet, saying he violated Federal Elections Commission laws. And until about 2 years ago, they had 50-50 votes and almost did it. Then they came out and said, what the fairness doctrine when Alex Jones and Rush Limbaugh taken off, and they had 10 Democrat senators give speeches for that. So people say, oh, that'll never happen. They gave speeches last year, and this year saying take me off the Internet. It happened.
Yep.
Okay, and you've had family, Congress, senators. Yep. You explain how much power they have. So now radio host Alex Jones promotes dangerous fiction. Stations should say so. So this is a Sacramento Bee. They then say things I never said or out of context. They then say, stations should say at the beginning of him airing, this isn't real, this is fake. But then the same group, once they think they bully the station to do that, they're going to say, the station admits they're airing fake news. The stations are being tricked. Then they say, Jones occupies a central position in the realm of conspiracies and has rightly been removed from major media platforms for harassment, glorification of violence, and child endangerment. Now, what did they remove me off YouTube? The final video. I showed an ABC News clip in Missouri of an 11-year-old, big 11-year-old, going around hitting adults and hitting this guy four times. The guy pushes him down.
I remember that.
Forbes and others ran. I did that because the guy had a beard like me at the time and stuff. So now they don't show a link to me, child endangerment. It's just Alex Jones is child endangerment, glorification of violence, because they said that was that same thing. But radio stations around the country still broadcast the dangerous falsehoods he promotes on the Alex Jones Show, which are contributing to real-world terror. No link to my real-world terror. So obviously I'm going to have to end up. I've been looking for people that need to be sued for defamation. They're lying to get me off air. Malice aforethought, intent to do harm.
Right.
I'm busy with stuff. I don't have time to call up all day and say, you need to correct this. But I need to personally sue Wilson. So that the next time somebody gets their ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center talking point, she knows she gets sued. And I've been suing some people now. So, Sue Wilson, I'm calling about you today. Because you say I'm endangering children. You say I'm glorifying violence. Where's the damn link? And then they go on. That's what the corporate media is now. They go on to say that Jones admits he's a performance artist. No. My ex-wife in a custody battle starting 2 years ago. My children are now with me 80% of the time. By the way, the media lies and says they're not. Says I lost that. They are saying, because they wanted to introduce stuff where I was dressed up in Joker paint saying, drink your fluoride, kids. It makes you see pretty colors. Then I showed real articles about it giving you cancer. I don't do that a lot anymore. I don't do a lot of fun stuff anymore because they always take out of context. But my lawyer said, no, he was playing a part to illustrate something. Jack Nicholson, when he plays the Joker, doesn't believe it either. They went, oh, my God, Alex Jones says he's all fake. No, when I do a joke to illustrate atrazine sterilizing frogs, and I dress up like a frog, that's to make it go viral so it gets out. And they know that. That's why they don't show any of the things they claim.
Right.
They just say it. So they go on to say, I must be taken off the air. And they cite all this stuff. So there you go. YouTube bans Proud Boys founder Gavin McGinnis. That was a hoax. The FBI even called him extreme. But so who cares if they call you extreme if you take off the air? But now, taken off the air. U.S. radio stations airing Alex Jones. Truth about, I mean, so I wanted to get you on to talk about mind control and all the rest of it. Here we are showing real documents.
Right.
They say we're perpetuating hoaxes. No, that's not what's happening. The hoaxes are what we see from the mainstream corporate news. They're the ones constantly caught lying.
That's exactly it. And you know, when you look at what people use, the phrase conspiracy theory, that came out of these think tanks, government think tanks. How do you discredit someone really rapidly?
1964, people were questioning JFK. Type it in. CIA developed term.
That's it.
A conspiracy theorist to counter JFK researchers.
That's exactly it. And so when you look at this, and the same is true with many aspects of these issues. When you go back historically and you start to look at the historic record, it is whistleblowers that change history. It is whistleblowers that bring out the truth. And when they come forward the first time, they're slapped down almost inevitably.
Whistleblowers said we're injecting black people with syphilis. Took them 20 years to get it listened to. But finally, it was true.
That's right. And meanwhile, several people died. They continued these programs. You know, no one ever gave these programs up. In fact, it was 2009 that the Navy adapted their new protocol for mind control experiments. It's right in their regulations. They actually use the words mind control. It requires a deputy secretary of the Navy to approve that level. But, you know, whether you're using what they say convicts or others, for these experiments, they need to be approved. So the fact is they're still doing it. When you look at the contracts let by DARPA, and as John said in the last segment, they don't even hide this stuff anymore. The fact of the matter is...
And there we are on TV. We're also on TV around the country. There we are showing it.
Right. And, you know, here it is, the protocol. You know, and so as you go through it, you'll see the sections that deal with mind control. And
What about U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B? I mean, that says right there, as long as it's for law enforcement or other than military purposes, they can even do lethal testing on us.
Oh, yeah. In fact, there was an agreement made, and this is going back to the 80s. We track this, you know, from the 80s where they began to cooperate, Department of Justice and Department of Defense, to find those technologies to be transferred from defense to civil authorities for domestic policing. And so you're taking military, the highest types of military technologies, and we've watched the militarization of police, of local police.
LRADs, microwave guns.
All of it. You know, and you look at the hardware to stop vehicles, you know, using EMPs. You look at the stuff that's gradually transmitting out of DOD into Department of Justice and then migrating into local law enforcement. And really, it's the federalization of local law enforcement when you start to think about it, because they always have a hook. You want the grant, you got
to. I forget what general it was like 10 years ago. Obama was doing illegal stuff, violating the...
It was Wynn. It was in the Air Force, and he said, we need to test on Americans first before we test on our average.
That's right. He said to get around the Geneva Convention. He goes, it's okay. Just test it here first, then it gets around it.
Right, because you can always do what you want to on your own sovereign territory.
So let's talk about that with the expert, Nick Begich, straight ahead, and their next offensive, their next war on talk radio.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
Everybody loves Dr. Nick Begich in studio. He's riding shotgun on this. He'll be on the War Room today. He's going to be back on the next few days. I got some big surprises for you tomorrow. You'll want to tune in. I'll just leave it at that. But the newest salvo is the Soros-funded, I looked it up during the break, the Soros-funded Media Action Center is now going to contact, we don't even list all of our affiliates, I always talk to them and say, do you want to be listed or not? So these idiots don't even know what they're doing. But they're contacting them all, threatening them, saying you're airing someone that endangers children, is a racist, and calls for violence. And then the Sacramento Bee doesn't show where I said it. The definition of malice aforethought with intent to do harm. They say I'm doing all these bad things and then don't show the proof and say, remove me. So that's true defamation. And Gavin McGinnis taken off YouTube right after CRTV. Glenn Beck takes over. And then magically, he's taken off for being number one. And that's what they're really afraid of, is a guy saying men are men. America's a good thing. He launched Vice. He launched the whole trendy movement. Now he hates it. He launched the whole beard deal. So this is here, ladies and gentlemen. They fear people that are effective and able to take action. Roger Stone's going to be popping in with the latest on the announcements that they are going to arrest Trump. That's what's killing the stock market. Even though they can't do that, they're saying it to undermine the economy. We'll talk about that in a moment. But this purge is accelerating. And President Trump, I know, surrounded by a bunch of cowards, but the Congress, everyone must take action right now, because the so-called left in this country is a clear and present danger. I mean, they're like Cuban censors or something.
Well, and you know, the Sacramento Bee that ran that article, now, Sacramento Bee used to be a decent newspaper once upon a time, and they used to do actual reporting. And it's that kind of paper that used to come out and defend the right of free speech. Here's the press ganging up on someone else that has a contrary opinion. This is what the free press is about, as contrary
opinion.
Well,
that's the thing is, now I'm being sued by Georgetown with made-up crap by the journalism department. Like the journalism department's now been made obsolete by the internet, so their job is now killing their competition.
Yeah, and I think that's really, really it. I mean, there was one of the major guys tried to launch his own program, and he couldn't even get any viewers. They had a viewer count, if you remember, they had a viewer count up in the corner.
Anderson Cooper.
Right, and they're running.
He was paid $18 million to produce 20 shows, and they even shot it in the wrong aspect ratio to make it look like it was grassroots and put in fake sounds. They were looping sounds at the Pentagon, but they would stop.
Right.
And it was literally, he was on an hour, 4,000 watts.
Right. And
I could turn, when I was on, I could video paint drying and a million would watch.
Right. And they had to really, I mean, it was a total disaster. They'd take the view counter off because it was so embarrassing. And this is the difference, is people are seeking out alternative news media because it's not fake news. It's challenging the status quo. And the status quo does not like to be challenged, particularly by those that they cannot control.
Well, I'm not trying to whine here, but, you know, it's Christmas time. This is the part of the year that we go into the black, and I'm selling everything out at cost or below because they're trying to shut us down. I want to have money a few months into the next year while I'll develop a backup plan to go back to sponsors, which we've got a lot of sponsors lined up. It's not enough to keep everybody employed. It's not enough to expand, but hopefully we'll get more sponsors. But I've got a plan B, but I need to sell everything to have money to go a few months into the next year. Yeah, we're a ship at war. We're under attack. We need everybody to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Every order gets a free T-shirt. It's free shipping. It's 50 to 75% off, total year-end clearance. We've never done a sale anywhere near this. Most of these we lose money on, okay? So do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Do it there instead of, you know, Target that's funding the trans agenda and gun control. Get your air filters. Get your water filters. Get your non-GMO seeds. Get your gifts there. Get your body's ultimate turmeric formula. 60% off right now. 95% humanoid. Do it. Get the books. Get the films. Get under Nick Begich. We carry his books, his films, Angels Don't Play This Harp, Earth Pulse, Earth Rising. I've read all your stuff. In fact, do a brief plug. We're going to Roger, you stay with us, about your books and videos that are InfoWarsStore.com. There they are.
We've got all of them. We have our books, videos, technology, 21st century, mind control, two excellent videos. One we were talking about earlier with David Knight was Earth Changes, which is also in the store. Two leading books in the bookstore, Controlling the Human Mind and Angels Don't Play This Harp, classics and well-referenced, hundreds of reference sources.
And you read these books you wrote decades ago. Some of them are new, some of them are, and it's like, wow, that all came true. Well, it was already true.
Right.
Now, let's expand on this. The good news is they just had to get Tim Cook with the slave factories in China and all the rest of it in line with the globalists to censor us, and the rest of the tech followed. Most of our radio stations, and I don't want to even kind of, but I'm not Machiavellian, so I always tell people the Machiavellian trick. My whole art is telling the truth and telling you how the rabbit trick works. So magicians hate me, because I'm the master magician that shows you how it works, because I don't like magicians. So what we're dealing with here, ladies and gentlemen, is when they tell radio stations that actually listen every day and know what we're saying, and talk radio has been harassed for decades by the left to take me off, guess what happens? We go from overnights to primetime. So, but I can't help it. I got it because the left never believes me. So I got to tell them, and they'll probably harass a few stations to go away. But the point is that this type of crap is owned because those stations are already awake. Most of the program directors or owners are already listeners. So this new harassment is going to blow up in their face. Roger Stone, man, I told you, hey, thank God. We've got talk radio. We've expanded to TV and cable. It's exploding. That's what they're really scared of. They blocked the Sinclair expansion. They're scared of anybody challenging the dying cable network. Even Fox News is scared, so they kind of join in on this behind the scenes and in briefings where they supported CNN. But now they are figuring out where the big, fat, juicy enchilada is, where the actual giant audience still is. It's just not trackable, so the Internet acts like it doesn't exist because Facebook wants talk radio to die. But just like they were getting rid of free speech in the 80s, so we rediscovered AM radio as it was going bankrupt and made it into something that's made hundreds of billions of dollars, we have to rediscover broadcast radio, and people are doing it. And then those can be stations that then retransmit our shows over the Internet, restream them, and make those the new ecosystems. Because what did the left say? We want local Internet and local news banned. That's what caused the French uprising. And technically, it's true, but overall, it's a fraud. Yes, people are allowed to communicate. Isn't horrible. Now George Soros' group wants all local news banned. That was officially announced this week. I mean, my God. So now it goes from the KKK to, you know, child molesters. Well, they're promoting that, actually, to Alex Jones. Now it's banned everybody, Roger Stone.
You know, Alex, it looks to me like a clear-cut case of tortious interference. I think you've got a hell of a lawsuit there. It's amazing the extent to which InfoWars and what we do here just scares the daylights out of the globalists, scares the daylights out of the two-party duopoly that's run this country into the ground. And the future of the Trump agenda, the future of the reform agenda, the prospects for the president's reelection, indeed, the president's legacy is completely contingent on our continued ability to communicate, either through the Internet or through talk radio or, frankly, any medium we can find.
And what you just said is the key. What did Stalin, what did Lenin say? Give me the telephones and the trains, I'll take a country over. The globalists are taking our communications away and openly saying they're going to arrest our president and arrest all of us. So everybody better get really aggressive. This is not a normal political climate. Get active now, Dr. Becker.
Yeah, you know, one thing I would point out, you know, as Alex said, the next wave is going to be to try and ban the radio program. So everyone that's listening to this broadcast, make a note of your radio station manager's phone number and name, and the day that happens, you get on the phone and you start harassing them and call them and get them on back on the air.
Well, beyond that, you call them now and thank them, you become a sponsor,
that's
you
right.
Tell them it's all BS.
That's right. Get on there, show the support. Now's the time. Let's keep them on the air. This is the most vital time in our history. Think back on Ross Perot when he ran. And you remember what they did to Chuck Carter, who was one of his
big players?
They crushed him, and they came in stealth. They came in when he needed the financing. And somebody shows up from the Painters Union. They finance him. And when he had the first financial Twitter, they took over and they took his mic away. They had an IRS agent in his office for 3 years auditing him because he was a nonprofit. So that was another way they came in at him. So it's not the first time, but this is the most important time right now.
Wow. Yeah, it's insane. I mean, we're actually fighting for the country, our children, our progeny. So don't thank us, folks. Get in the fight now. You're not supposed to thank us for doing this.
Engage it.
We're supposed to be doing this. I mean, my God, we're under attack. We're getting our heads beat in here. Let's get up and kick their ass politically.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, well, Nick Beggers knew he'd be riding shotgun and covering the waterfront, and what a pleasure it is. I'm going to try to get him to move to Austin from up in the North Pole up there in Alaska. I know it's awesome up there. If you want to move down here, you got a job, buddy. People love you in the studio. And, of course, Roger Stone works for InfoWars. He's here. And I've just been ranting about it, changed the whole subject off into this. But Roger Stone, I mean, we've got UN, EU troops invading Paris, foreign troops taking it over from the first time since World War II and Hitler got kicked out. We've got the Democrats everywhere saying that they're going to put Trump in jail, which obviously kills the stock market, even though it's not true. They know what they're doing. The crimes they're committing. I mean, you lived through the Nixon era. You worked in 10 presidential campaigns. I've never seen anything approaching this, and it's so dangerous in my view.
Well, Alex, if you look at an interview I gave to the Washington Examiner last Thursday, I predicted exactly what would happen here. I said that the Mueller probe had a purpose of removing the president and undoing the results of the 2016 election on any basis necessary. We now have Democrats like Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff and others saying with a straight face that on the basis of what is at best a campaign finance violation, although I question even
that. Yeah, there might be a $2,000 fine.
That Donald Trump should be removed, that he is headed to prison. You've got Congressman Juan Castro, Congressman Adam Schiff predicting that Roger Stone will be prosecuted for perjury before the House Intelligence Committee, which is completely wrong because every word I said before the committee is provably
true. But you called all this. His lawyers lied and said you're not the target. Now he knows he is the target. Obama got tens of millions in illegal contributions. He admitted to it, paid a $4,000 fine. So we know that, and Hillary has billions in bad ones. So this whole, and this was even his money. And then Cohen, this known liar, says that, oh, he told him to do it to the campaign. Why the hell would you do that? So they literally have a crooked toenail while they've got 15 dead kids in the back of the van. So, but you predicted what was coming. Now tell us what's coming next, Roger.
Well, the president clearly appears to be moving to a war footing. The replacement of John Kelly, his chief of staff, predicted here weeks ago, actually months ago on InfoWars, has now taken place.
By the way, some of our CIA sources that we know are double dealers went ape when the word Kelly was fired really 3 weeks ago. They got very threatening at the point Kelly was removed. He was their guy. So they thought they were in control. That means the war is full on. Why was Kelly removed?
Kelly was removed because he believed that his job was to restrain Donald Trump and prepare him for the slaughter. He felt his job was to walk him into the blades. And if you look at the short list of those under consideration to be the new chief of staff, now that Nick Ayers, who was a quisling for Vice President Mike Pence, has been eliminated, every one of those being mentioned, Mark Meadows, the congressman, Mick Mulvaney, the OMB director, for example, or even Matthew Whitaker, the current acting attorney general. These men are patriots. These men are Trumpites.
And that's why they're so scared. That's why they're so shrill right now, is because Trump now knows Kelly was stringing him along.
You know, this is a pretty standard, you know, this, to put someone into someone's staff. This is pretty much the way it works.
Oh, we've had them do it to us.
They embed it all the time.
And they literally sabotage.
Yeah.
And lie to your face.
That's exactly it. And this is part of the protocols, you know.
How does your dad deal with it?
Man,
your brother?
I'll tell you, on the federal level, my brother Mark at the end of the Senate was pretty fed up. In fact, when asked to run again, he wouldn't do it because he doesn't want to go.
He was going
to
win. He was just like, I'm done.
He just, you know, looking at it again, you know, where he was this year was you can't get anything done. It's gridlock. You cannot push an agenda to change right now.
There's not real compromise.
No, there's
only the Democrats' way.
And my brother voted more with Republicans than any other Democrat in the U.S. Senate.
And he got attacked for that.
And he did. He got brutalized for that because he didn't play ball. And that's, you know, that's the nature of true leadership, right? We play ball with the public. We don't play ball with other politicians. And I think this is the big.
Well, I want listeners to know this. Everything's been frantic and crazy, and we've said, "Oh, this is incredible. This is it's building. It's building." Everyone right. knows the energy level in the world is now conk cuckoo land, insane, and it's just crazy.
And I would say you haven't seen anything yet. I think it's going to get more intense.
So what, you predicted a lot of timelines 20 years ago, and I heard you on Art Bell, and I heard you play. Well, that sounds like a smart guy. Let me read his books, and I got you on my show. But it was all true. It all happened. So you predicted stuff would start going crazy 2016. And you said into 2020, a big quickening show. Have timelines changed? Is it still accurate?
I still see it the same way. I really do.
How are you able to see that?
What I did is I took all of the literature and read it. And it clearly points a direction, not just from government, but across a lot of disciplines. You know, when you look at science, you look at social science.
Everything's kind of lining up.
It really is lining up. And when you look at sort of the underlying aspects of human beings, we create our reality on a fundamental level, and we are seeing it played out. And we have all been manipulated into this fear mentality, and a fear mentality brings you the chaos we see in the world today. We need to reclaim our birthright, recognize what we are as creative human beings, recognize the divinity that we are, and the fact that only a few people are needed to make you changes. Look what's happened with Alex Jones. I mean, I worked with him since he was doing public access TV. He has built a network that is so powerful, every globalist in the world wants to shut him down. Everyone watching this broadcast, you can do it too. Become a committee of one, take action, step into the fight, and join InfoWars on educating the public in this country. That's how we do it.
And they want to take our victory getting Trump in and other things and then create it toxic, create a straw man and make everybody ashamed of it. No, celebrate the victory. And even if I get destroyed, it's not a failure. We already changed the world together. Roger?
No, I think that's exactly right, Alex. I mean, if you watch CNN or MSNBC, you see the near hysterical flogging of their agenda of removal for this president on the thinnest of reeds, having come up completely empty-handed with Russian collusion. They don't even mention it anymore, other than to try to imply that Michael Cohen's exploration of a Russian-based real estate deal that never actually happened somehow constitutes collusion. That allows them to get Russia into the headline for the more naive.
By the way, Trump's got, he's got towers in China, in Japan, in Africa, in Eastern Europe, all over Europe. I mean, there's, he's got a couple hundred that are his, and then his name's on thousands. I mean, right. It's ridiculous. Like, so if he ever built something in Russia, he's a Russian agent.
No, and this is ridiculous. I mean, the fact of the matter is, Russia is not our adversary in the way that it's being characterized by the media. This is a ploy again to get us back into this Cold War mindset that accelerates the military-industrial educational complex and political complex. And it's a way to continue to churn out.
And how did the left become these breathless Russia haters that want war?
I don't
get it. And that love the FBI.
I just don't get it. You know, I had this, I had a debate about the FBI with my mother, right? Because the FBI withheld information on my father's disappearance. And then recently, my mom and my family are Democrats. I'm not. And we ended up in this really serious debate about trusting the FBI. And after all these years, this is where fundamentally I disagree, because the FBI is as dishonest now as it was then. It's as corrupt now as it was under the Hoover administration.
Talk about legendary. Your dad went down with Hale Boggs.
That's right. And Hale Boggs was, he was a House Majority Leader. He was someone challenging the status quo. He was hated by Nixon and Hoover, particularly because he actually called on April 6th, the year that he disappeared, for the resignation of Hoover and for him to be gone.
And past that, he was literally doing wealth transfers of government land, which we did in the old Western expansion, to the people. They were really scared of that.
Right.
And corporations were like, no, we're not doing this.
And this was a 44-million-acre land transfer that my dad did as a freshman congressman to the indigenous of Alaska. And this was unheard of. We have one congressman from Alaska. He had to convince the majority of 34 of his colleagues in the Senate. And he did it. He was able to accomplish it and pave the way for the industrial development of Alaska. And today, the stuff Trump is doing, he opened up ANWR. We've been fighting for this since that time. And he finally did it, something that Republicans and Democrats have been united about in Alaska for decades. It finally happened over the objections of the National Democratic
Party. Yeah, everything Trump does is contrarian to the establishment. Roger, what's coming next for the president? He obviously is on a war footing now. He looks really pissed. Word is there were some threats issued at the funeral. He actually went there, and there were little special notes given to each person. I've confirmed that went on. You watch the video. It's already out. I never got to it. I'm going to go over and air it next hour. But the word is Trump is now fire-breathing angry.
That's what I'm hearing. And clearly the moving out of Kelly, the placement of a new council, getting rid of Don McGahn, who was a quisling, or actually an informant for Robert Mueller, as we now know. These all move the president to a preparation for all-out war. Alex, I would urge you to read Michael Goodwin's piece in the New York Post, where Goodwin and two of his colleagues interviewed the president last Sunday, not this most recent Sunday, but the previous Sunday. I think it tells you everything you need to know. The president knows that he has the information in his hands that, if declassified, will send Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and their ilk, John Brennan, the Clapper, to prison.
Which we think is good news, if I were messing with both of you, but they're cornered rats. It's a death battle politically. There's no more half measures, no more scratcher, back out scratchers, there's no more let somebody go into absentia. They're not going to stop.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The year United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.